A group of city councillors and transit users rallied outside Ottawa City Hall this afternoon. It was about transit, LRT. As you know, the LRT has recently had some issues. It was out of service for 5 days because of a minor derailment. 10 trains pulled from service for repairs. This is in addition, of course, I'm saying recently, to the historical issues that have plagued the system. As well, we also had some issues with the double-decker buses that were pulled off the road. So about 100 people gathered at City Hall today because they say they can't wait until next month to discuss these problems at the scheduled transit meeting. I've got two city councillors joining me now, Carol Ann Meehan, councillor for Gloucester South Nepean, and Capital Ward councillor Sean Menard. Both of you were in attendance today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Christy.
Councillor Meehan, tell me what your message was today. What did you want to tell people that were there at Ottawa City Hall?
Well, I want to tell people that there are councillors who care deeply about transparency and about how this rail system is operating in the city, and we care about people's safety. And it's a sad situation when we have to hold a rally outside City Hall on a hot August day to get the decision makers, the senior leadership at the city, including the mayor, to pay attention to us and to address our concerns in an emergency meeting. That's basically, I didn't speak today, but I was there to support my colleagues, and I know Councillor Menard said those things to those in attendance today.
Councillor Menard, I actually spoke with your colleagues the other day, Councillor Catherine McKenney and Diane Deans. I understand you were backing them in the organization of this rally today. Why did you want to get involved?
Well, we've had a lot of emails come in, people not happy with what they saw when the system was shut down for a week. And it's been adding up and adding up. The system as a whole, so stage one and stage two, are costing the city $6.7 billion. That's the most we've ever spent on anything and the largest debt obligation we've ever taken on, and it's in the form of a non-transparent P3, public-private partnership. And so we've been handing over money to private sector, $4 to $5 million a month, every single month now, and for 30 years it'll be that way. So we've signed this long-term big deal, and we're not getting the results that we're supposed to be getting. And it's not just the current transit users. It's the people that also paid for the system that aren't necessarily using transit that want this to work and think that they should be getting value for money.
Mayor Jim Watson has pushed back on this notion that there hasn't been communication and that there hasn't been questions answered. And Councillor Meehan, in a statement to us, the mayor said staff have been providing councillors with full briefings detailing all aspects of resolving the problems. Councillors will have the opportunity to have a full discussion on transit at the next meeting. What is your response to that?
Well, that next meeting, Christy, is September the 20th, and it was our last meeting was in June, and an awful lot of things have happened since then. I think, there's a lot of us who have real questions with trust. I understand that the memos are coming out. The last memo from John Manconi, the head of OC Transpo, it was just a few days ago. But we are not getting regular updates. We can do both. I don't know what it is about this city. It's either all or nothing. We can continue to maintain and fix the lines and investigate what's been going on and have an emergency meeting and have the senior leadership team answer questions. Why they won't allow us to do that is unconscionable. City councillors are the only ones who are accountable for this system. Nobody at OC Transpo is going to be accountable. We are accountable, and we have shown, if history is any indication, we've shown that it's only through detailed and targeted questions that we get information that is pertinent and essential to address concerns, like the fact that the mayor was the only one who knew that RTG had not met the standards for when we bought the system. It's only through questioning from councillors that we can get answers and have accountability. And we're not getting no transparency when it comes to the memos.
Councillor Menard, I understand the core of this is accountability. There's a push for communication. That being said, if I go to my inbox right now and I just type in O-Train, I get a bunch of memos that pop up. So, I mean, the memos have been sent out. We know that John Manconi, who's the GM, has been sending out updates. On Monday, after your colleagues Catherine McKenney and Diane Deans joined me, the city even pushed out an evening news release, and I don't know if it's related or not, with pages of questions and answers. So, you know, I just want your response on that, Councillor Menard. Is that not enough in your view?
Well, no, I mean, we're not supposed to be governing by memo here. We're elected to have these meetings, and it's different with a meeting. What you get there is you'd have public delegations that could come and sit in. So they could ask their questions, they could have 5 minutes of their time, and they raise legitimate issues that councillors and staff need to respond to. You don't get that if you don't have a public meeting. You also can have motions that come forward. So right away, we should be calling SNC-Lavalin and RTG in front of us to answer questions about what's going on. There's been a letter sent to the city from the Transportation Safety Board. That almost never happens, them getting involved. They've been involved twice in 2 years in Ottawa because of broken wheels and now the derailment. And so we haven't received that last letter. We could be pushing for that. We could go into in camera in a meeting as well to say, look, if there's commercially sensitive information, which there are a lot of there is in P3s, well, tell us about it in camera then. You know, you can't do that just through a memo. So there's a lot that a meeting can accomplish that this can't. And, you know, they're waiting to push this under the rug until September 20th. We'll still raise a lot of these issues come that timeline. But residents are frustrated, and it's our job to make sure they're being represented well. And that's what we thought we were doing today.
Mm-hmm. Councillor McKenney told me earlier this week, I believe there's something that we're not being told. I believe we're not being given the full information. Councillor Deans echoed that, saying they also seem like they have something to hide. Councillor Menard and Councillor Meehan, I'll start with you, Councillor Meehan. Do you share in that belief?
I don't know that for a fact, but I am suspicious, simply because of the history of this entire project. From the get-go, we have not been told the truth. The trains, when we launched them almost 2 years ago now, were not ready. We were told they were ready. We were told that it was on budget. Now we're told that, you know, 10 trains are out of service because an axle fell off, and we're also told that in the same breath that RTG does daily inspections. You know, that's not true. Obviously, if RTG is doing daily inspections, especially in this heat, why didn't they catch this problem? Why did we find out that 10 trains have axle problems? It just leads me to believe, Christy, that there is something else going on, and it's got to be fixed before, you know, that, you know, the facts come out. I don't want to think that they're hiding something. I really don't. But the fact of the matter, how they act leads us to that, can only really lead us to that conclusion.
Councillor Menard.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is they've hidden things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They hid the fact that there was a delay in the line, and that it was going to be delivered on time and on budget. Well, it wasn't on time and it wasn't on budget. And so right now we're being told as councillors, don't talk about the delay in stage two. We're being told that very clearly. So, you know, there's that. There was hidden information about the technical score, Councillor Meehan's mentioned. So we had a technical score that we knew was lower than what they should have achieved, and they still gave it to them anyway. The mayor knew, but no one else on council knew. They hid that fact. We asked over and over at the council meeting, and they would not divulge that information. They hid the fact that the Transportation Safety Board was involved early on. We didn't know that until it was pushed and asked for later on. We had to get it from the Transportation Safety Board releasing a public letter. That's how we found out. So there's a lot that's already been hidden here and that continues to be hidden because there's a lot of accountability that needs to be had, and this is a big risk for them. And when I say them, I mean the mayor and the people that support him. They've invested a lot of our money, our time, and efforts in this. And when it's not working well, it's a huge risk for them. So they don't want that to be uncovered. And right now, you can only conclude that there must be something to hide if they're not willing to have an open, accountable meeting about it when they've hidden so much before on this issue.
Do either of you have a sense or a belief of what it is that they're hiding?
No, but I would like to see the condition of the tracks right now. Are they flattening? The fact that, we haven't had full loads on these trains for the last several months, even I would argue maybe probably for last year and a half, we haven't had full loads, and yet the bearings and the axles are already having a problem. Have we actually bought a a lemon. Is this fixable? I really don't know, but I'm very suspicious, and I think that the people who are paying for this system through the nose, and you know, a lot of things in the city are also suffering because of the money we put into this, world class system, it's suffering because of it. So I think that the city we have to push to have these this transparent meeting. And we are doing our job. By calling for this, we're doing our job. We are not the enemy, as we're cast like this group of enemies of the city. We're not. We were elected by the people to do a job for them, and that is what we're doing. And I implore the mayor, it's not too late to say, yes, we're going to have this meeting. I think we have to get the dirty stuff out and learn how to deal with it. Because unless we can uncover exactly what's going wrong with this system, we're never going to fix it. And we need a system that works properly in the city.
Councillor Menard, when you say things have been hidden before, that kind of seems like what's going on right now. This is the conclusion that we're coming to because we haven't been able to ask these questions. What are you referring to? What do you think is going on? What specifically do you think is being hidden?
Well, here's the start. Release the reports that we know exist from the testing phase of this LRT. Those haven't been released. Release the letter that the TSB has sent us that's not public now. Release that now. We know that's being hidden. Release the information about the delay on stage two. Give that to the public, open and transparent. You know, these are the things that are already, we know, have not been released publicly that could be. That would provide more information for how much money we've all been spending on
this
line.
Can you request that at the council meeting?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That can be requested either through formal motion at a meeting or as an in-camera item. So those are pieces that we want to see publicly, though. So it would have to come through motion. And I think it's not just that, right? I mean, we've been seeing this transparency and accountability issue come up time and time again with this city council. Unfortunately, you look at the $3 million tax break to a Porsche dealership. Our residents didn't want that, but it was pushed through anyway. We look at the transit fares being increased twice during the pandemic, affecting frontline workers, despite public opposition. In the face of 9 consecutive years of declining ridership, year after year, they pushed that through when the public didn't want it. We've been seeing things like the changes to the Chateau Laurier, thousands of emails we got. They pushed it through. People did not want that. And so over and over again, we're having a council not in line with what its public wants, and that's got to end.
Councillor Menard, to push back on that, the mayor in a statement sent back to me and my team said the mayor has no idea what the two councillors are talking about. This was after my interview with Councillor McKenney and Deans. And the mayor encourages them to provide specifics of what information they claim is being withheld.
Sure. Well, I mean, look, I've just given you specifics. Release the reports that existed in the testing phase for this LRT, which will show you issues around the doors and other issues that we were having. Release the report that the TSB just issued that has not been released publicly to us. Release the information on the delay to stage two. Release the information on the cost to our economy when this thing goes down and to our residents. This is the sort of thing that they should be releasing now. I don't know everything about what Councillor Deans and McKenney were referring to when they were on with you. They may have other information that we don't, but I know there's other information that they have not released to the public that should be out there.
Well, okay, on that information,
it's also difficult to say what's being withheld. I think we're talking about a general overriding feeling that information is being withheld, so because they refuse to have this meeting. And the mayor does this often. He, you say something and he says, "Be more specific." Well, let's have a meeting. And you know how conversations go. You question and answers lead to more questions and answers that ultimately will get to the answer you're actually looking for. But he has this way of deflecting the situation back onto the councillor who's asking the question. That's not the way to be a good leading mayor and a mayor who wants to have transparency in the city.
Okay, and on that information, just a clarification, Councillor Menard or Councillor Meehan, can councillors request that Manconi provide an update at the council meeting on September 8th instead of waiting until the 22nd for a transit commission meeting?
So we can request that that as an item is put on the agenda at that time. We've done that before for other pressing issues. In fact, we did it on LRT, and those were refused. I think it was my motion that I brought forward to say, look, we need to talk about the Stage 2 delay at council meeting. It was refused to get on the agenda. So we still have to pass it in a vote at council, but you have to, you can bring those things at the September 8th meeting as well. Yeah.
But okay, and are either of you interested in doing so?
We have a majority of votes to support that, and we will not. So that'll be a non-starter probably.
Councillors, yeah. I greatly appreciate you coming on the show. Councillor Menard, did you want to add something?
No, just to say, you know, I expect that that will be raised at that meeting.
I hope
Councillors,
so.
Thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Gloucester South Nepean City Councillor Carol Ann Meehan and Capital Ward Councillor Sean Menard. Mayor Jim Watson will be joining us on the show tomorrow, and you can bet we have a lot to dig through there.